Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 16th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline, American Medical Technology Coalition welcomes Shane Bishop as the new executive director. The American Medical Technology Coalition is pleased to welcome Shane Bishop, CEO of Custom Health, as its new executive director. With a proven track record in healthcare technology, Mr. Bishop aims to drive innovation and improve healthcare outcomes nationwide. Custom Health, under his leadership, has achieved 98% medication adherence for patients in the US and Canada. As a visionary leader, Mr. Bishop will navigate regulatory challenges and promote policies to support the growth of the medical technology sector. The coalition, known for its strategic advisory role, aims to advance medical technology and enhance patient care. Custom Health's integrated approach to healthcare delivery, powered by proprietary software, ensures personalized care plans for patients, optimizing outcomes. This appointment signifies Mr. Bishop's commitment to transformative change in healthcare technology.
Corporate Whistleblower Center urges a nursing home manager RN to call to see if their employer received a PPP loan in 2020-2021. If they did, and they never staffed up, the rewards may exceed $100,000++. The Corporate Whistleblower Center is urging nursing home managers or registered nurses who worked at facilities that received a Paycheck Protection Program loan in 2020-2021 to call and report if the loan proceeds were not spent on staffing as required. If the facility did not increase staffing levels despite receiving the loan, whistleblowers could be eligible for rewards exceeding $100,000. To report potential PPP loan fraud, call 866-714-6466. All calls are confidential. The center emphasizes the importance of following PPP loan guidelines, such as spending at least 60% of the proceeds on staff and having no more than 500 employees. If you have information on PPP loan fraud in nursing homes or long-term care facilities, contact the Corporate Whistleblower Center at 866-714-6466. Military Spouse Advocacy Network introduces a new Mental Health Ally certification for members. Military Spouse Advocacy Network introduces a new Mental Health Ally certification presented by USAA exclusively for eligible MSAN members. This certification, in partnership with Psych Hub, follows certification previously granted only to MSAN volunteers. To obtain the certification, members must join and participate in the Mentorship Hub and communicate with an assigned MSMP mentor. A recent survey revealed that military-connected spouses need more mental health support, with 82% saying challenges have affected their mental health. The new training provided by Psych Hub aims to address mental health resource shortages and support a more mentally fit volunteer force. MSAN's founder and CEO, Varenis Castillo, emphasizes the importance of these certifications in supporting military spouses and their communities. For more information on MSAN and its programs, visit MilitarySpouseAdvocacyNetwork.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.